This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After Silicon Valley Bank failed the other day, most pointed to possible mismanagement at the bank, lax government supervision, and rising interest rates as causes. But there are people arguing SVB's problem was that it paid some attention to ESG, environmental, social, governance risks. Julian Mark, business and technology reporter at The Washington Post, looked at this hypothesis. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So you've been fact-checking this claim, separate from whether one likes or doesn't like ESG investing. The claim that ESG played an important part of Silicon Valley Bank's demise is the question. How do you answer that?
I mean, I don't think there's any evidence that this type of investing or diversity initiatives contributed to the demise of Silicon Valley Bank. It was more of a perfect storm of complex financial matters.
So where's this claim coming from? It's a talking point for people who see ESG as carrying out a liberal agenda versus, a business agenda, if one reads business agenda as necessarily conservative?
Yeah, I mean, ESG has become more or less a boogeyman among, you know, some conservatives who say that, you know, this investing, which includes environmental considerations, social considerations, and corporate governance considerations, you know, during investing, you know, is an interruption of free markets, you know, sort of injecting liberal ideals into investing. So there has been a lot of sort of undercurrents, and Silicon Valley Bank's fall kind of presented an opportunity to sort of create more or less a cautionary tale for what could happen to a bank that adopts these policies. Of course, not supported by evidence.
No, I suppose we should point out that thinking about investments with environmental, social, and governance issues in mind is not just for the Bernie Sanders wing of the Democratic Party. You have some stalwarts of Wall Street that have embraced this way of thinking because of the idea that in the longer run, considering ESG factors may end up paying off as an investment.
Correct. These are movers and shakers of the financial system, including BlackRock. They control trillions in assets. And ESG is really at its core, it's data, they're measurements, and it could be used many different ways. And it depends on how you want to use them. But some of these companies purely use them to assess risks, you know, upcoming risks to businesses and, you know, even to capture value. So there are many who say that this is purely just good investing, just a good way of measuring risk.
Julian Mark is business and technology reporter at The Washington Post. Mr. Mark, thanks.
Thank you.